minister. We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Oh, it's a Tuesday morning in Brevard County, and Jesus is on the throne. We want to welcome you to the Refresh Radio broadcast here on 91.5 FM or WWBC 1510 AM if you're listening on the AM dial or one of the corresponding frequencies. So thank you for making this great radio station a part of your day. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I have the privilege of hosting the Refresh Radio program as well as being the pastor of Merritt Assembly of God. And so been 25 plus years, and you know, I can still remember the first Easter that we had at Merritt Assembly of God. The founding pastor of the church ended up surprising us at church that day. He's since gone on to be with the Lord, but never forget that that day. It was it was quite an encouraging day because it was a high attendance mark for us at that time, and it was good to hear all that God had done through that man as he started the church. From what I understand, there was another building on the corner of Grove and Tangerine in 1952, and it was a dance hall, and they were looking to plant a church there in that area, saw that building and started praying. And there was a person on the inside of it and said, "Come in here, preacher." And, Merritt Assembly of God was on the way to being born. So, that's the way that, he tells the story, or he told the story. And, we're just so thankful for all the lives that have been impacted since June of 1952. So today we're going to get back into the Word of God. In Matthew chapter 13, we're talking about the sowing of the Word of God into our hearts and that we need to make sure that it is good soil. A long time ago, I was looking to plant some things in my yard, and as I was getting ready to plant it, it said you need to make sure that the conditions of the soil are right for the crop that you are going to plant. Actually, it was grass seed that I was going to plant that day. And they said, it needs to be the right type of seed for this Florida soil and stuff like that. And the soil needs to be properly equipped and properly balanced and all of that. And so that's what we're looking at. Yesterday we talked about how important it is for us to understand the Word of God, that if we don't understand what we hear, we're soon going to forget about it. Now, I've got this type of brain that goes on that if I don't understand things, my brain is going to keep going. My spirit is going to be in drive. It's not going to be in neutral until I get an answer to what's going on. And so, several years ago, 12 years ago, I was outside painting the building. It was during a time when 40% of the church had relocated across the country. I mean, it wasn't a church split. It was every week somebody was coming and saying that they were moving, and they weren't casually involved. They were important parts of the church, board members, Sunday school teachers, children ministry involved, youth, board members, Sunday school teachers, and some of the best financial support that the church had came from these people. And I was like, God, what's going on? And I was praying, or I was painting and praying at the same time, which is always, you know, when you're painting up on a ladder, you want to make sure that you're not up there, or when you're praying up on a ladder, you want to make sure that you're praying with your eyes open. just saying. And so I was up there and I was praying and I was painting at the same time, and God helped me to understand what was going on. And he was calling for a change in my attitude. It didn't have anything to do with the people that had left. But he helped me to understand what was going on, that I had reaped a harvest of something that I had sowed 10 years earlier. And we had seen growth and we had seen blessing and favor, but he said, now, how many times do you want to go through this? I mean, because we were basically set back in attendance to where we had been 10 years earlier. And he quite simply said, how many times do you want to go around this mountain? And I was like, I don't want to go around this mountain ever again. And so if God gives you understanding and there's a change that is needed in your heart, I encourage you to make that change, because what we saw from that point forward was the faithfulness of God, the provision of God. We saw, even though attendance went down, finances went up. That's not normal. That's not normal. It's not normal for you to lose some of your most faithful contributors and finances go up, but that's what we saw. God was faithful, and he has been faithful ever since. And we still have people that come and stay for a while, and then they relocate to other areas and things like that. But we have never struggled with the same problem that I had back in the 90s, where I was trying to boss God around instead of him being the commander in chief that he actually is. So understanding is very important. Let's move on to the second aspect of the seed. I'm going to read the parable, and then I'm going to read the explanation section by section. Matthew 13, then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them, but others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Okay, so we're going to look at the soil type, the second way that people receive the word of God, that God sows into our life. And that is, some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, because they had no root, they withered away. It says, this is he who received seed by the wayside. That was verse number 19, the first type of soil. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but he endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Okay? And so here there is an immediate, jubilant reception of the word of God. I love to hear the promises of God. One of the things that is often neglected when communicating the promises of God are the conditions that come with that. Almost every one of the promises begin with the biggest two-letter word in the English language, and that is the word if. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves. Okay, and so you have to understand the conditions, the prerequisites, if you will, if you're looking at it from an academic standpoint. What is it that takes place in order for the... So I love to hear the promises, but we don't like to often hear about the responsibilities of it. So there can be a jubilant reception of the word, but it says here that even though there's an immediate reception with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. Do you realize that growth takes place in the areas of substance before it takes place in the area of visibility. There is depth that goes down and grabs hold. There is a God's desire is for roots to penetrate before there is ever any visible signs. And so we all like to talk about the visible fruit, the tangible fruit. But that root structure is extremely important. And you and I, we've got to have that desire to mature, to grow up. And I wanted to say this. Maturity does not happen naturally. You can grow old naturally, but I know a lot of people who have grown older but have never grown up. They've never matured. They're still making the same mistakes that they made when they were teenagers. They keep making the same mistake over and over and over and over and over again. And instead of accepting the responsibility for it and saying, God, I want to grow out of this situation, they get stuck. I don't want to get stuck spiritually. I want to have that root structure. I want to be able to tap down. And, you know, right now my parents, where they live, they're in a pretty wet season, but I know the area that they live in, and there's going to come a dry season. So what that rainy season does is it softens the soil to where the roots of the trees and the grass, it goes down deeper than it's ever, you know, than it was able to before. The ground is more pliable, so that when the dry season comes, those roots they'll be able to find moisture, even though they can go weeks without rain. I remember one time when we were growing up, there were over 30 days where the temperature was over 100 degrees with no rain. That gets your ground pretty, pretty dry. You and I, we need to make sure that our roots are firmly attached to the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, what happens if we don't? What does Jesus say happens if we hear the word of God, we receive it with joy, but we don't grow, we don't mature, we don't become anchored in Christ. We don't, as the old song say, identify as Christ the solid rock on which I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. We don't become attached to the spiritual foundation. It goes on and it says, for when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. If we have no spiritual maturity, we're not going to be able to endure a difficult or a time of persecution, a difficult season or a time of persecution. People look for the easiest and most convenient way. What is one of the most discouraging things to happen to a believer is whenever they are facing adversity. Do you realize, however, that we cannot sing about the victory and overcoming without having some sort of adversarial encounters? We've got a real spiritual enemy who wants to do you real spiritual harm and me real spiritual harm. And God wants us to be victorious, but we overcome him through the word of God. That's how Jesus successfully repealed all of Satan's temptations, was with the word of God. And so if you are not going through any financial difficulties, health difficulties, relationship difficulties, family difficulties or job, what if you are going through a season of tremendous ease, don't let that be an excuse for complacency. Let it be a time where you say, you know what, God, I'm going to grow during this season. My wife has a season that is going to be coming here in a few weeks, where her schedule is going to be entirely different for a period of time. And quite frankly, she is planning, she's plotting and strategizing about how she's going to spend that time with the Lord when her schedule goes through a little bit of a reprieve. And I'm really excited for it, because let me tell you something, I can't keep up with that woman. She goes and goes and goes. Joyce Meyer had a video that was making the rounds on Facebook here a few weeks ago, and it was talking about a lady who told her husband that she was going to bed, and he said, "Oh, okay." And so then she went in and she took out the garbage and she did the dishes and she went and she checked on the kids and all of that sort of stuff. And she yawned and he said, "I thought you said that you were going to bed." And she said, "Oh, I am." And then she sat down and made out all the kids' lunches for the next day and put the clothes away or set their outfits out and all of that, and folded the laundry that was in the dryer, and she yawned again, and then she sat down to write some thank you notes and for the teachers at school and all that sort of stuff. And about that time, the husband said, "Well, I'm going to bed." And he did. That's kind of the way it is around our house. I've got my outside things to do. But if I say I'm hungry, I mean, I'm hungry, like we need to eat. and also, if I get tired, I don't really care anymore what time the clock face says. If I'm tired, I want to go to bed. But my wife, I've got a phenomenal wife. And she loves God. She's got a heart for the people at Merit Assembly of God and her coworkers. She just is an absolute blessing, and she loves to minister. And so she works full time and serves in ministry like nobody else at our church. And we got some great people. I'm not saying that there's nobody who can compare to her. We got some great people, but she really has a tremendous heart for ministry. So I'm really excited for her about this season that she has, because she's going to grow. And because she's going to grow, she's going to be of greater value to the body of Christ, because maturity makes you more valuable. It makes you a greater blessing. When we're operating in the gifts of the Spirit with the endowments that God has blessed us with, when he's imparted wisdom to us and we avail that wisdom to the body of Christ, when he's bestowed grace upon us and we utilize that grace for the glory of God, that makes us of great benefit to those around us. So make sure that you grow, that you don't allow adversity and difficulties to derail you and discourage you to the point that you are giving up. I tell our church this: if there is something in your life that is so important to the devil that he wants to steal it, it ought to be of such importance to us that we want to maintain it. Whether that is your sexual purity, whether that is your health, whether that is the wisdom, the soundness of mind that God wants you to have, there it needs to be a priority for us of maintaining those things that God has imparted to us. Let's move on to the next one. Okay, so then that one was that which had fallen in stony places. Verse number 7, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. Jesus says in verse number 22, now he who received seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Okay? And so there are some people that they hear the word of God, but there are so many other things going on in that situation that there's so much drain on the soil of our heart that the word of God gets strangled. This may sound like a controversial statement, but I want you to hear me out. God doesn't want to be part of your life. He wants to be the most important part. There are a lot of people who want to add the Jesus thing in. God has this understanding that he's God and that he should be the one who is the Lord of our life, and that he ought to be able to say, I'm more important than these other things. The seed among the thorns, the word that goes forth among the thorns, it finds itself in competition with the cares of this world. Okay? I don't know about you, but one of the great things that I am looking forward to is not having to worry, not that I worry, okay, but not having to deal with mortgages. I'm not going to have to deal with electric bills. I don't know about you, but in eternity, not having to deal with health issues, not having to deal with miscommunications, not having to deal with temptation or financial struggles, not having to deal with building repairs or anything like that, that causes heaven to just be even sweeter than it already is going to be. Now, the most important thing about heaven and the thing that ultimately makes heaven heaven is the fact that Jesus is going to be there. But he is going to be so central priority in our lives in heaven that all of those other things are going to be done away with. They're not going to be there. There's not going to be anything competing with Jesus for our focus and our attention and our worship. Okay? So right now, the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word. I remember the time where I knew that I was called to be in the ministry, and there was a time where my job was choking the word, so I quit. Wasn't that I couldn't do the job. It was, quite frankly, it wasn't in my spiritual interest to have that particular job. And I was 15 at the time, so there was a lot of opportunity to work since then, and I've done it too. So I just encourage you today, if there are things in your life that are in fierce competition with your spiritual growth and maturity, the word of God taking a priority in your life, make the decision that I've made on numerous occasions, and that is make the word of God more important than those things. You know, it's the Bible says that God is the one who gives us the ability to produce wealth. So the riches thing, listen, there are a lot of people who believe, this talks about the deceitfulness of riches. There are a lot of people who believed the lie that once they got financially set, then they would focus on their spiritual life. And I want you to know that is a pipe dream. It is a fantasy. The Bible says he who chases fantasies lacks judgment. Okay. And the devil is a master at getting something just within range and then pulling it away and procrastinating. There are a lot of people who do that with the word of God. They rationalize it away. They explain it away. And they don't realize that sometimes it is because money has a grip on their heart and on their life, and they don't realize, listen, I can trust God. I'm trusting God with my forever. I've trusted him when I had less income than I do now, so I'm certainly going to trust him with my income now, and to the point that I said, God, I can honor you with the tithe and with my offerings because you have been faithful all these years to meet every need that I have. And so I've always looked at the situations and the challenges, the cares of this world, and I look at it this way. God, I've seen you faithful before. I'm going to believe that you're faithful now so that when I get to where the need is even greater, that I will understand then that you are faithful even then. Allow the word of God to come into your life. And just like you would do if you were planting tomatoes or planting a garden, get out there and uproot the things that are competing for the word of God, that are competing for your spiritual growth, the things that are trying to choke out the word of God in your life. Get rid of the lies so that you can embrace the truth. You will find that it is very much worth the effort. So last week, two weeks ago, I was doing some work around my house, and I went and I had a weed eater, and I just went to town. I weed-eated like I hadn't weed-eated in years, and it got to looking better. But you know what it actually needed? It actually needed for those weeds to be uprooted, because if they're not uprooted, they'll just grow back. A lot of times we try and maintain the good looks of our weeds, but underneath the surface, if everything was known for fair market value, so to speak, we would say that underneath the soil, underneath the surface, what nobody else is realizing is there's a tug of war that is going on between the roots of the word of God and the roots of the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches, and they're trying to choke out the word of God. I want to encourage you today, make the word of God a priority. Make the word of God a priority. And you will find that as you do, that you will be even more fruitful. It's not about being pretty. It's not about having a beautiful looking garden. It's about having a healthy garden, because healthy soil and healthy seed produces healthy fruit. Don't let anything choke out the word of God in your life. Don't let anything come in between you and your relationship with God. It's just not worth it in the long run. Father, I just pray today that every person hearing the sound of my voice today would make your word a priority. And Lord, it would be no sacrifice to purge those things of our life that are actually a spiritual threat to us. See you next time, right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.